This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair with this month's edition of First Friday Focus on the Environment. So much is happening in the environment at the federal level. Sometimes what's happening right here in Michigan can be overlooked. Still, the direction of environmental policy does have an impact on Michigan. This month, we're going to look at a few issues causing alarm among environmentalists, including my guest, Charlotte Jameson. Charlotte is the Government Affairs Director for the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, and thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with President Trump's planned elimination of the Clean Power Plan. It rolls back a lot of air quality and climate change measures enacted in the last administration. Air quality in much of southeast Michigan is rather poor already. And when the air is polluted, of course, it ends up in the land and water as well. So what are the potential impacts in our land of lakes?
I think they're pretty severe. I mean, the Clean Power Plan was really a historic, landmark set of rules that the Obama administration put in place to really begin to tackle climate change. It would have cut carbon emissions by 32% by 2030. So really sort of started us on this trajectory of moving away from fossil fuels, moving more towards clean, renewable energy.
But I remember even back then, environmentalists saying it doesn't go far enough.
It's true. I mean, the level of sort of decarbonization of our economy that we need to do to really begin to full scale hold off climate change is pretty staggering. But at least this was a step in the right direction. You know, I think Michigan, we have a 15% renewable energy standard in place, which we just got in place at the end of last session. So we'll continue to move towards bringing on more renewable energy. And I think other states will as well. But the scale of climate change really requires a federal and a national response.
That coupled with a reduction in planned spending on Great Lakes restoration could have a major impact on our greatest natural resource.
Right, exactly. So here we are on the federal level seeing rollbacks to regulations that would curb harmful air quality emissions. And simultaneously, the Trump administration is also proposing really staggering cuts in funding to the Environmental Protection Agency. We're talking 31% of the overall budget is being cut, 25% of the EPA employees being laid off, which is pretty monumental in terms of what that would do to the agency's ability to function and to protect our water and our air quality.
That's not just happening at the federal level, though. This is 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Charlotte Jameson. Charlotte is the Government Affairs Director for the Michigan League of Conservation Voters and our guest for WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment. We're talking about rollbacks in staffing levels and in funding. The Department of Environmental Quality at the state of Michigan. Governor Snyder puts forth a budget proposal, which many thought might have been at least reasonable in its funding for DEQ based on past year's spending. And then it gets into House and Senate subcommittees and gets gutted.
The Governor Snyder recommended about $510 million in funding to the DEQ. And the House and the Senate appropriations subcommittees came back with much, much lower recommendations, essentially looking at a close to $15 million reduction in funding towards a program that would clean up contaminated sites, of which there are many in Michigan since we're an industrial state, about $3 million in cuts to enforce safe drinking water regulations around lead abatement.
Which might have been the most surprising, given the Flint water crisis.
Right.
How is it that we're going to see a $2.5 million reduction for the Safe Drinking Water Act?
Yeah, you're really seeing the administration and the legislature come to a head over this lead in drinking water issue and safe drinking water issue. The administration trying to tighten our lead and copper rule, which is the main protection that we have in place against lead contamination in our water. And the legislature saying, particularly Senator Arlen Meekoff, who's the head of the Senate, saying, no, that's a no-go for us. And so I think this appropriations process really shines a light in terms of where the priorities are of the legislature, which is really not necessarily on protecting our drinking water from lead contamination.
Former Vice President Joe Biden said, show me your budget and I'll tell you what you value. Applying that notion, as you just touched upon, to the federal and state budgets, you clearly don't believe environmental protections, cleanups, and investments in energy future are valued enough. What values do you take away from the budget proposals that are being finalized in Lansing right now?
You know, I think they did do a pretty decent job in terms of the Department of Natural Resources budget. That's remained pretty status quo. So I think it's clear that going forward, we still will have some funding in terms of land conservation and protecting our state parks and public lands, which is great. right? But I think the real rub is that you look at something like the proposed cuts to the Environmental Protection Agency on the federal level, which 30% is 30% of the DEQ's budget is federal spending. Plus, you look at some of the cuts proposed to the DEQ on the state level, and we're really boxing ourselves into a corner here in Michigan around being able to protect clean water and clean air going forward.
Which brings us to the topic of what kind of state do we want to become? What kind of businesses do we want to have here? And what kind of businesses will be invested in the future of the natural resources that are in Michigan? Both parties want to make Michigan a destination for more businesses. Both want existing businesses to grow and expand. Do you fear the desire can result in state investments in businesses that are known polluters and perhaps regulatory violators that may adversely impact the health of our air and water?
Yes, 100%. There's a great example of AK Steel over in Dearborn. They own a steel facility out there, bought it from a Russian company called Servostal a few years back. And last session, we're looking for about $50 million in tax breaks from the legislature. The issue with AK Steel is they are chronically in violation of air quality standards here in Michigan. 31 violations with the DEQ since 2014. And again,
so since they've owned, but didn't those violations occur when it was still Russian owned?
There were quite a few, much, much more that happened when they were Russian owned. But transitioning to AK Steel, they've continued to get violations of air quality standards. And again, to your point earlier, this is also in an area that is already plagued by disproportionate level of essentially really poor air quality, you know, out of compliance with the Clean Air Act for sulfur dioxide. So already in a place that's really overburdened. And so they were asking the legislature for about $50 million in tax breaks. That didn't happen. There was kind of a coalition of Republicans who were concerned about giving individual companies large tax breaks and the fiscal impact that would have, and Democrats who were concerned about the air quality problems. And so they were able to defeat that. But now we're looking at the administration going behind the back of the legislature and trying to sort of backdoor this tax break to AK Steel without legislative approval, which again brings into question both transparency and then also what companies are we choosing here in Michigan to really subsidize and support? And shouldn't we be putting that money towards actors who are abiding by our state standards and who are good neighbors?
Politics aside, can the state afford to be picky? Wouldn't it be better to make the investments in these companies and allow them to create a process for getting into full compliance and keeping them here with certainty?
We've tried sticks with this particular company and with many other companies in Michigan to try to get them into compliance. Here we have a great carrot. We are, for all intents and purposes, giving them a new tax break. So shouldn't we use this opportunity to say, hey, AK Steel, come into compliance with our air quality standards, be a good neighbor to the community, and we will give you this tax break to as a benefit of the fact that you are complying with state standards.
Through all of this conversation, through all of the controversy, there seems to be a lot more energy around political issues these days, including in the environmental realm. How is that going to manifest itself in the next 2 to 4 years?
Well, I hope it manifests itself in folks getting out to the polls. You know, we've got some midterm elections this year in some local races, and then we've got a statewide gubernatorial election, a U.S. Senate election in 2018 here in Michigan, which are going to be incredibly important. And I really, really hope that folks channel their concern over what is happening on the federal level and in the state level here in Michigan into getting out to the polls and voting.
When you talk about getting people more actively engaged, more informed, and taking that energy and putting it into practice, you're talking about people you hope agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, can't the positive from all of this be that more people are active, engaged, and regardless of where they land on the political spectrum, more people are involved in creating decisions for the majority?
That I think regardless of your political persuasion and regardless of what, you know, your ideology, the more people who are actively involved in our political process, the better. The more people who are getting in touch with their state representatives or their federal delegation, the better. I think that just means that they are more accountable to their constituents, and that can only be a good thing.
I thank you for sharing your voice with us today. All voices are welcome on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you so much for having me.
That is Charlotte Jamieson. Charlotte is the Government Affairs Director for the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to First Friday Focus on the Environment on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.